The president has said many times that he would prefer better relations with Russia, but now Moscow is putting that to the test, as David Martin reports from the Pentagon.
Cruise missiles are a staple of the Russian military arsenal. But one particular type, a land-based cruise missile with a range greater than 300 miles, is specifically banned by a treaty signed by Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev in the final years of the Cold War. Now, U.S. officials say Russia has deployed just such a missile, capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. It happened secretly in December during the Obama administration, but it is now up to President Trump to respond to a deployment which U.S. officials say is such a blatant violation that it calls into question the value of future arms control treaties with Russia. And just 4 days ago, an incident similar to last year's buzzing by Russian jets of a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Baltic Sea happened again, this time in the Black Sea. First, a Russian patrol plane made a low pass close to the USS Porter. Then, two Russian jet fighters, followed a short time later by a third. U.S. officials called the flybys unsafe and unprofessional. And one more sign the Cold War is back. A Russian intelligence ship, bristling with antennas to intercept communications, is making its way up the east coast of the United States after leaving port in Cuba.
President Trump has said he hopes to have better relations with Russia, but Scott, that hope is being rapidly overtaken by events.
David Martin at the Pentagon. Thanks, David. Kellyanne.